Well, we're in my hallway, which a few weeks ago was about 9 inches underwater after we were flooded on the 24th of September. And last week, for three times, was progressively from a foot up to about 18 inches underwater. We're now in our lounge, and this is one of the areas that was sort of devastated, along with the rest of the house, where we lost all the soft furnishings, three-piece suite, all of our carpets. So we had a lot of cupboards here, which had all of our personal possessions in, which a lot of which are irreplaceable. So this is, fortunately, a lot of our furniture is able to go away and be restored, which is what's happening. And that went out of the door the day before we were hit last week on the Wednesday with the floods. So fortunately, that was for the second time. So helped in somewhat, but we've still lost everything that we had for the last 30, 40 years. The biggest downside is that we were sort of 7 weeks into the drying out process. We're now looking at probably another 2 months before we can get back into the property, because it's got to all dry out yet again. More work's got to be done than had to be done originally, so it's going to be well after April next year before we can even think about probably coming back in.
Now, you've been flooded four times in what, 2 months? What goes through your mind when we see all this happening so frequently?
The biggest concern really is on insurance, because our insurance policy is up for renewal early next year. I can't believe that the insurance company is not going to take into account the events of the last 8 weeks when they assess my insurability, and that is a major, major concern for us.
We've got the Floods Minister coming on to BBC Radio Bristol shortly. What would you like to ask him, Colin?
Well, I think there are two questions I would actually like to ask him. How can the government or he ensure, that the insurance companies are going to insure people like myself? And we're really concerned that they may make it financially impossible to get insurance in the future, by directly because the cost of the insurance itself is so high, or with penalties that may be imposed. So that's one thing I'd like to do. And the other thing is, with all the money that people have spent potentially on trying to protect their houses, obviously that hasn't worked. River courses and this weather that we're having is always going to impact potentially river courses down the future. How is the government going to sort of do something to ensure that those river courses are dredged, drained, heightened, whatever, so that we don't get the flooding?